Huebner, Oklahoma is beautiful, actually. After winding through tunnels of oak and pine along scenic Highway 270 in the Ouachita Mountains, you come over a ridge and see the town tucked into the valley below. But don't let the picturesque surroundings fool you. LaFleur County is one of the poorest in the state and has the highest unemployment rate. As lifelong resident Jesse Benson puts it,
"Someone's poor that to milk the cats, feed the dog.
Right, right.
That's pretty poor, ain't it?"
But there's a buzz in Huebner and the even smaller communities around it. The prospect of a new coal mine just outside of town and the 200 or so jobs expected to come with it has people excited from the Southern Bell Cafe to Marvin's Food Store.
Major difference. We're a town of about 3,200.
I think we're going to give the business to the AOK railroad that actually come in there and take the cars, but they'll be coming through our yard. That's the rumor on the railroad.
I've already heard a lot of people saying they wish they'd hurry up and open so they could go to work and they'll feed their families.
Many of the people I came across in Huebner were coal miners' daughters and sons. I just didn't see any coal miners' parents. That's because Oklahoma coal hasn't been in high demand since the federal government started cracking down on air pollutants in the 1970s. I caught up with Whitney Pearson of the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign after a presentation in Muskogee.
Oklahoma's coal is high in sulfur content, so basically it means it's dirtier than other coal, and there are regulations that limit the use of high sulfur content coal.
It's dirty and it's deep. The cleaner, easy-to-mine coal is gone. So the state can't burn very much of its own for power, and Pearson says Oklahoma sends close to $500 million a year to Wyoming for the cleaner coal it depends on. But Rhonda Dossett with the Oklahoma Department of Mines says not all countries have these regulations against high sulfur coal.
Markets are opening up for our coal to be exported to other countries. I believe China is still looking for coal. Economies that are rapidly growing are looking for coal. And at some point, you know, the value of the coal makes it where you can afford to ship it.
China is very much looking for coal and expects to get some of it from Oklahoma. Oro, the company behind the new mine near Huebner, is a subsidiary of a California company with deep ties to China. Back at the Southern Bell Cafe, waitress Leslie Abshire says the thought that Huebner's coal will be sent overseas bothers some residents. So do environmental concerns and the fact that underground coal mining is one of the most dangerous jobs in America.
I'm an environmental person, so I always am concerned about the waste and stuff like that and the safety of the workers. But, you know, I know it's a hard, dirty job, but it pays good money. So, and that's what everybody's looking for, is something to make a little bit better than paycheck to paycheck. So.
The Department of Mines says the Huebner project alone could double the number of underground coal miners in the state. And it might not be long before other coal-rich but impoverished areas of eastern Oklahoma get a lifeline from China. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.